He's washing you with the water of his word continually so that you may be without spot, without spot sin, washed completely. And then the next thing is very curious. Any, in some translations say wrinkle, the word there literally means sign of aging. Without any spot or any sign of aging or any other such blemish. And he said, I know it's a mystery, but I'm also speaking concerning Christ the church. And he said, no man hates his own body, but he nourishes it and cherishes it. And we pointed out that we as, quote, the church, those called out ones, the ecclesia of God, that we are his body. You are a spirit. You have a soul. You live in a body. The same thing is true for Jesus. He is spirit. Remember, God is spirit. And God is life. God is light. Jesus also is spirit. He also has a soul. He has emotions. He has thoughts. He rejoices, right? He lives in a body. And somehow, we are his body, which means just like you, your spirit lives in you, he, his spirit, live in your body. No wonder you can fully expect for him to provide for you. No wonder you can fully anticipate him restoring you to health in any way that you need. However, doesn't just happen. You have to believe. You have to be able to lay hold to, trust in, and here to rely on what you can't see, right? And what Paul said about that in Colossians, the first chapter, 26 and 27th verse, that this was a mystery that was hidden or concealed from the ages and generations that has now been phanerao, made clear. Christ, E-N, contained in you, remember, the expectation of the reflection, the elpis, not hope, expectation, you expect it of the reflection, the same reflection, as Paul wrote with 2 Corinthians chapter 4, the light, the reflection being shined into you out from the face of Christ is bringing into you the knowledge of God. Why would he do these things? He loves you. Why does he love you? Because you're his body, and a man will nourish and cherish his body. So that's what he's doing. And I don't know about you, but that was awesome. I thought about it and thought about it and thought about it. And this week, as I was meditating on it, and you know, we all know these things are true. Many of you could have quoted the scripture verses that we looked at, right? But there's a difference between knowledge and revelation. Revelation is when you see it clearly. Revelation is when it was concealed. It may have even been a secret at that point, but all of a sudden, the insight comes and you see it. And we're, as we talked about last week, we're so used to hearing and seeing concerning the kingdom of God, especially, that things are from the outside in. I think most people, when they go to God to talk with him, they don't see him in here. They see him out there or up there where you're talking to him. When they think of the kingdom of God, they tend to think of the kingdom being out there, maybe even all around them, right? And they're going to interact. And it's not wrong. And so much of what was written, I meditated over so many of these things, talking about meditating over that truth, right? Some of my favorite go-to strengthening, empowering verses of Scripture come out from Psalms, right? And much of the Psalms is written from that idea of I'm here and you're there and I need you to be here to help, right? So it's natural for you to think that way, and most all of our preaching is that way. So when you start getting the revelation, wait a minute, he is living in me. I'm his body. He's not outside his body. He's inside his body. I'm not, you know, it just plays with your head a little bit, right? But then you read some of the other Psalms that are absolute messianic prophecy, and you can see the other picture. Jesus is in me. But when you stop and think about these things, you meditate on them, you continue until you've got the revelation, right? But you have to go through and let that be assimilated. It doesn't just happen once. It takes time for the other thoughts to be changed, to be, if you will, corrected. I use the idea of a puzzle. You know, you got a puzzle, and you got all these pieces and all these different things, and all of a sudden, you get a big piece that comes together, and you begin to see much more of what the puzzle's actually going to look like. That's what we're talking about. So, meditating on the idea that Jesus is contained in me, that I am, just as you are, actually his body, that's what we're told, and that he is living within me. Over and over, in all the thoughts, I would bring it back. And suddenly, I thought about what else Jesus said is contained, is within, not contained, within me.